How we doing, guys? Big day for us. Did some situations in the middle field. Again, good on good. And then at the end, we finished with a big portion as a move the field. A move the field spot. Different guys, different spots. How do we feature them? And for the players, it's the struggle. That's where you have to go and battle for it. So we remind them, we get it on every day against one another to get each other ready. And that's what we saw from our group today. It was good to see. Still battling for it at right guard. We have made a decision on that one. And decision we will wait for a few weeks. So you don't have to ask every day and feel uncomfortable about that with new stories. So I'll let you know when I have an update in that way. So any further questions regarding the team or practice? Glad to open it up to you guys now.
Justin Hardy today, pretty good day.
Justin Hardy is a very versatile player. And we've put him at different spots, at X, at Z, inside and slot. He covers on kicks. And I forgot to hit from the injury standpoint. It was good to have Julio back in. We had him some team reps today. But Hardy is somebody that our team really counts on. He makes the tough catches in traffic. He's really got aggressive hands.
Coach, there's something going on with Jalen Collins. I just noticed.
Yeah, that came up yesterday regarding Jalen, and he is working with the second group. And so right now our first group is Alford and Poole inside at nickel, and on the other side, True. And then at times it may feel like the second or third group that he is, but that's where he's at on the depth chart right now. And I know it came out yesterday, he was working with the third group. Sometimes it may seem like that, how it works out, but those are the first three, and then we're working them in behind that group.
Did DeMonte get dinged up today? I saw him go over the sideline.
He did. He was able to come back and finish practice, so it looked like he rolled his ankle. He's such a tough guy. We were trying to teach him, like, no, they're going no huddle. You need to get in or get out, and it was a good learning lesson for him. But, no, he's doing well. He came back and finished practice today.
Coach, it didn't appear that Andre Roberts was stressed out. Is there anything to that?
He is a tough guy. We're hopeful that he'll get possibly some stuff tomorrow. He really wanted to go today. And from a training standpoint, they want to do some rehab with him, get him. He moved and did some running. But I anticipate we're hopeful that it'll be in the next day or two. He's pushing it. And he's had his best 2 days probably with the team over the last couple. So I know he's anxious to get back out as well.
Coach, sorry if you already addressed this, but Julio was out there for me.
He was, yeah, and that was good to see. We knew he was moving back closer. So the first four-day block, it was going to be all the individual, getting the condition right, and then now we're kind of going in a back to, return to play, so to speak. So he got about four or five today. So McKinley's under those same guidelines, where we can move those guys further along as they're going. So it was great to have him back out today.
I know it's down the road a little bit, but have you made a decision with him regard to preseason action, what you want to do?
No. Mm-hmm. No decisions on that way yet.
Okay.
But Coach, yeah. What was it that you knew about Derek Coleman that made you want to have him in camp and even after the situation in the building last year?
I knew the man that Derek is after being, on the team with him. He really had value led in special teams as well. So I knew he could handle the fullback job. One other job he can handle, he's played the single back. And so he can double as a halfback. And he's done that and has carries if you need him to. But it was the role on special teams, the role as a fullback, and then the versatility to carry. He's an outstanding teammate. Just the effort, the strain that he plays with, I thought that's why he would fit in so well with the offense.
Did you address that situation with him, the situation?
We did, yep, before we signed him.
Dan, speaking of fitting in, it looks like Brian Hill is a perfect fit for this offense. And that back position, it looks like just the rest of those guys have fit in really well.
He has. He's really battling for it, Hill is. He's a bigger man. And so I think those type of backs and show up a little more in the padded practices, so to speak. So you feel his size and you feel his strength. Now we're trying to work him in on teams as well and see what role he can have. So he'll get a significant amount of work in the preseason along with Ward as we're going through. We're really trying to see where this battle goes as far as the third halfbacks play out.
Coach, Alex Gray is still out there, getting some extra work. How do you think he's handled the transition to football?
Somebody brought that up to me yesterday, regarding his time. I think there's a correlation from rugby with the contact that can take place. And at the tight end position, Wade's done a good job of narrowing it up. You can tell he's bright, so very few mental busts. And the strain part of it, the physicality from his rugby background, he likes that. So you can imagine how difficult that would be to come into, this environment, how fast you can go. And so not to be overwhelmed on your first week on the job and staying out grinding for it. We got to give Adam Durday a lot of credit on that from NFL International, who you know, saw, you know, also something in Alex, to say this guy's a really tough competitor. So we're real fortunate we have him here.
Coach, what are you seeing from Poe and great Jared up front?
I like the connection that these two have, so to speak. There's nose tackle, three technique. There's some energy that they feed off one another. I've been pleased with Poe's, you know, improvement. OTA, he's got better to minicamp to now, and we're pushing for it again. So the next month's an important one because we're playing in a different style, but he's got all the traits to do it.
Hey Dan, I would imagine as a head coach, it's almost like a parent where all 90 of these guys have to be considered, you know, your babies, so to speak. But when you get the line on line action and those guys want to use each other, making each other better, would you say it in a relative term that that's kind of your favorite? Or you know, that's
The big guys, I definitely have a spot in my heart for them because I know the strain that they go after one another every single play, and especially the interior players, the guards and the centers and the defensive tackles, where there's no fair dodging. It's every play dealing with the guy across from you. So that strain that they go against one another, I think that's where the respect comes from when they compete against one another day after day after day. And some days you're going to win that fight, and some days I'm going to on specific plays. But it's honestly about going to the next one to go battle for it again. So it's a fun group. It's highly competitive for sure. And each time people are trying to go for it to see if they can get a little better, and they share ideas back and forth as well.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys have a good afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.